Welcome to the Awakening to Abundance podcast. I'm your host, Athena. This podcast is more than a podcast. It's a transformative journey designed to help you awaken to your abundance, for you to discover what living the fullness of life means to you, and to co-create that life in this podcast community. As always, we're jumping right in with today's episode. Here's another voice note from the past. Enjoy.
Ooh. So I am doing a visualization, and I know a lot of people visualize with actually closing their eyes and visualizing things. But for me, sometimes it can be easier to write it out first and even wrap my mind around what it is that I'm manifesting and what it is that I'm trying to visualize. Like, what is it? And so I'm visualizing my next year and how I'm going to show up for myself, how I'm going to show up in my business, how I'm going to show up and allow money and abundance to flow into my life in ways that's never flowed into my life via my creations. And as doing this journaling visualization, and what came up for me is that I've had a knowing in the last month or so that there's something that feels unsafe about me claiming my own big life. And maybe there's even evidence to the fact. After college, I went out and I had some of these jobs that didn't feel fulfilling, but they paid the bills, right? And so that was my upbringing as well, my conditioning that I saw from my family, from my parents. And they never felt fulfilled in their jobs. And so I just figured that this is the way it is. This is the quote unquote real world, right? So there was this dichotomy between either go and support somebody else and support their big life because I guess they believe it's possible, or I become okay with the mediocrity of my own life. There was never really a full claiming that I could personally have a big life. Somewhere along the way, I made that not possible for myself. And so as I'm claiming this big life of mine, and I really do believe I'm getting more and more into the thoughts and more into the belief of that this is meant for me. I am meant to have a big life. And really, when I say big life, I mean alignment, authenticity. Like, what does that mean to me, right? I mean, even part of me was not even able to ask that question until recently. So now that I'm giving myself this permission to have this big life, to claim this big life, to manifest abundance through the tool of money from my own creations, through what I do and really want to do in my business, as opposed to getting a job, because that is my full desire. And I believe it's very authentic and aligned for me. If I'm allowing myself to have that, to claim that, and I'm building the beliefs around that, and I'm building the faith around that, one of the things that's coming up for me for why I hadn't believed that for myself in the past is this feeling that me producing my big life, me having the tool of money come to me, is unsafe. So why does it feel unsafe? I think part of it is that there's not a whole lot of evidence that my money story up until now feels like it was the quote-unquote right things to do when I was having the money flow into my existence through other jobs. And so I think part of me is a little bit afraid of the decisions that I'll make with money. So there's obviously some relationship there that needs to be further looked into. But there's this factor of feeling like it's unsafe to have money, to have it, in the sense that I can put it in the bank, that there's so much overflow and savings, and that I'm not living paycheck to paycheck or putting things on credit cards or having major debt. There's a fear, the unsafeness of having it flow out too quickly. And again, I think that feels like it being unsafe. Why do I feel like I can't keep the money? Why does it feel unsafe to keep the money? Which is silly, right? I mean, it's not silly, but it's very interestingly contradictory to the way that people feel sometimes with money. They feel like they need to hoard it so that way they feel safe. And maybe that is part of the fear. Like, I'm so scared to make my own money because I know it flows out so quickly and so easily. And so, like, I can't be trusted. I can't trust myself with money because it has always flowed out more quickly than it's flowed in. There hasn't been overflow, or at least not for very long. And I was thinking about, like, why is that? Why is there that feeling of not being safe and that feeling like it always flows out so quickly? So I shouldn't even bother trying to have it flow in. You know, this stuff is crazy. I mean, that sounds nuts, but it's interesting how the subconscious works, right? And so I was writing out and I said, I love receiving this tool of abundance because this is my visualization. I love knowing it's not finite. I love that I don't have to hoard it, but also that I don't have to give it away to feel worthy. Ping, 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 ping. That my worthiness is not based on how much flows in or doesn't flow in or flows out or doesn't flow out. My worthiness is not based on how generous I am. I am simply worthy. And I think it's so interesting that for me, there's this perception that I am very generous, and I am very generous. And I really feel aligned and authentic when I am generous. But do I feel like I need to be as generous as I am to feel worthy? And that's really where this kind of was a bit of a consciousness raising, because there's still something there. A few years back, I came to this realization that I am enough. And it took a long time for me to get to that space outside of money, not thinking about money. But in my personal life, I was overcompensating in so many ways. I was the person who planned a bunch of stuff, who had parties all the time, who gave. And it was because, partly, that I didn't feel worthy enough to just sit and be with someone. I felt like I needed to provide all these other things, as if I didn't provide all these other things, then people wouldn't really actually want to spend time with or be with me. And I didn't feel worthy enough for them to just be with me. You know, I had to have a very clean house. I had to make sure that anyone who ever came over felt like they were being pampered. I felt like I needed to have their favorite drinks, their favorite foods. It was never just sitting together and being present with one another. The idea that my presence alone was the greatest gift, which is, by the way, the greatest gift you can give people when you really believe that you are worthy. So it took me a long time and almost, you know, to a place where I just felt so over myself. Like, all I want to do ever is be in my authentic self, in my oneness, and be in the presence of somebody else and their authentic self, and be aligned in communing with that other person. That's all I really truly want. Ever. Even the pile of things, right? I mean, if I can just constantly, maybe not constantly, but often be in these moments where everyone is truly present and we're talking about stuff that's so meaningful and fulfilling and purposeful to us, that's what I want. My soul would be happy. My heart would be happy. And so I find myself now thinking about my compulsion almost to be generous. And is that tied to my worthiness? And I think when I came to that realization that I am enough and I don't have to do all these extra things, I'm still generous, but it's more with my presence and who I am, and I'm not concerned anymore with all the rest of it. And so I wonder if there is something going on here with money as well. I wonder if there is something similar to that. I wonder if the unsafe feeling is really just a mask or an excuse that just needs to be pushed out and moved through. I am generous because my heart desires to be generous. I am generous because I want to spread all abundance, including the tool of money. Being generous has nothing to do with my worthiness. I am not worthy because I give. I am not worthy because I am generous. I am simply worthy because I am worthy. I am enough without giving or being super generous. That is not something I have to do in order to be generous. I don't have to give the tool of money out to be generous. I can be enough with not being generous. And I think by unmasking that, thing I've associated with being generous and being worthy with the tool of money, I think that will allow me to more freely and authentically give and be generous, right? Because I am always enough and I am always worthy. And so if I'm always enough and I'm always worthy, and I don't feel like I have to constantly have money flowing out, does that make it safe to have money? Stay with me, right? Because just like me being enough and showing up in my presence, I am enough. Showing up in the level of generosity that feels authentic and aligned in any moment of the day. So if that's true, why would money be unsafe now? If I get to say when money flows out and it has nothing to do with my worthiness, what else feels unsafe about that? Is there something else that having money feels unsafe about? And I think that's my continued work, is to figure out what else could there be that feels unsafe for me to receive money. And I don't know if there's something else or if that's the ultimate aha. I'll have to meditate on it a little bit more. I'll have to think about it. I'll have to visualize it. I'll have to journal a little bit more about it. But it's these moments where something does come as an aha and can be liberating and can be a piece of understanding and moving through whatever block we have around anything. And so today, I'm just sharing with you this moving through of this particular block for me, that money is unsafe for me to have because I can't be trusted to hold on to it because I feel like I have to be generous to show my worthiness. And that's just not true. That's just not true. So are there other places where I feel like I can't be trusted with money because money flows out too quickly? So that's the continued work.
Thank you for listening to this podcast episode and being part of this community. I want to hear from you. Did something resonate with you in this episode? Are you experiencing awakenings or synchronicities in your life? Do you have any questions or ideas for the podcast in general? Email me at podcast@abundancewithathena.com or DM me on Instagram at abundancewithathena and share with me your stories. And with your permission, I'll share them with our community. And until next time, keep awakening to the abundance that's always within you.